This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. In Oklahoma, a federal judge ruled against Governor Kevin Stitt in a dispute over tribal gaming compacts this week. The Tulsa World reports 9 tribal governments sought a ruling on whether the compacts had expired at the end of 2019, as Stitt claimed. The court ruled they did not. An attorney for the Chickasaw Nation said the decision was good for tribes and brings back stability and certainty. The judge gave both sides until August 7th to present any additional issues. It was unclear if the governor would appeal. The state of Oklahoma has spent more than $1.5 million in legal and other fees in the fight over the gaming compacts. Casino.org said Stitt, a member of the Cherokee Nation, has fought with the state's larger tribes to share more of their casino winnings with the state. This is the latest of several court decisions against Stitt. The Tulsa World reports the state Supreme Court ruled earlier this month the governor exceeded his authority when he signed new gaming compacts with the Comanche and Oto Missouri tribes. Also earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld tribal sovereignty in criminal matters in the McGirt versus Oklahoma case. The Atlantic called the ruling one of the most important Supreme Court cases of all time. It found that Congress never extinguished the lands set aside for the Muscogee Creek Nation, basically saying about 47% of Oklahoma was still Native land. Native leaders in Minnesota say the Trump administration is getting off to a bad start in its attempts to combat the missing and murdered Indigenous women issue. Federal officials announced they're opening 7 offices around the country dedicated to solving cold cases, but at an event to officially open the first office near Minneapolis this week, Native leaders say they were kept out of the loop. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
The president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, cut the ribbon Monday on Minnesota's Missing and Murdered Native Americans Cold Case Office. The event featured opening prayers from officials with the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians and the Lower Sioux Indian community. But outside, Minnesota State Representative Mary Kunesh Padin, who's of Lakota heritage, stood with protesters. The Democrat co-chairs the state's MMIW task force, but says she was never told about the event or what the federal office will do.
This visit from Ivanka Trump felt very disingenuous. It felt very scripted as a possible photo opportunity for campaign fodder for her father's reelection.
Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe and the nation's highest-ranking Native elected official, was similarly kept in the dark. Next week, the Interior Department plans to open additional offices in Rapid City, South Dakota, and Billings, Montana. For National Native News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Tucked inside a massive spending bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives recently was an amendment designed to block a move by the Trump administration denying the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe their sovereign land. Casino.org reports Democratic Congressman Joe Kennedy III from Massachusetts introduced the amendment. He said the Trump administration, quote, used the COVID-19 pandemic to try to steal the tribe's land and define their people out of existence. The tribe wants to build a billion-dollar casino resort in Taunton, Massachusetts, and was working with a development group from Malaysia. In 2015, the U.S. Department of Interior placed more than 300 acres of land into federal trust for the tribe, including land in Taunton and Mashpee. But Interior rescinded that verdict in 2018. The tribe claims that nixed the casino deal, resulting in a $500 million loss. The Mashpee Wampanoags trace their ancestors back to the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims in 1621. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Internet Society. Tribes have until August 3rd to apply for a license to help bring the Internet to their communities. More info available by calling Mark at 1-800-311-2166 or visit internetsociety.org/tribal. Support by Indian Country Counts, reminding you that you can be a census hero when you fill out your census form today at my2020census.gov or by calling 844-330-2020.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.